Do you eat, sleep, and breathe golf? Do you love to explore? And most importantly, do you just want to have some fun? Well, then welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren, brought to you by MesquiteGolfPackages.com. Now here's the guy with all the questions, Mitch Lawrence, and the guy with all the answers, Darren Bunch.
Hello again and welcome to Talking Golf Getaways with Mitch and Darren. I'm Mitch Lawrence in Myrtle Beach, the seaside golf capital of the world. Darren Bunch out there in Bakersfield, California, the something of California. We haven't figured out what the nickname is. You can hit us at hashtag Talking Golf Getaways if you come up with one. Darren would like it. Darren, what's happening, man? We're going to have a great episode today. You and me talking best ofs.
We are looking forward to this. It's that time of year. Everybody's making their lists of their favorite golf courses and all kinds of other favorite things. And we decided we would kind of do something a little bit different. If you want the list of my favorite golf courses, it's over on Instagram. I'm going through that over the next day, a few days and a few weeks. But we are going to do the 18 best places we've ever stayed, both of our lists and our extensive golf travels. And today we're going to talk about four places that appear on both of our lists. So we're looking forward to that.
And pretty interesting. We've got 18 places and only four times did those places overlap. So a lot of information going to be coming your way. We're looking forward to sharing it. And thanks for joining us at golfnewsnet.com or on iTunes podcasts or audio. Boom.
Boom, boom.
No matter how you found us. Darren, you can find him on social media at Getaways Golf on Twitter. He mentioned Instagram at Golf Getaways is where that account is. I am on Twitter and Instagram at Mitch Lawrence, L-A-U-R-A-N-C-E. And before we get to our sponsor, we, of course, want to mention the great MesquiteGolfPackages.com. Darren, since this is a best of kind of thing, let's start this one off doing what we love to do when we go places to stay, and that is sharing some wonderful single malt. Here you go. Ah, the sound.
What are you drinking?
I am drinking fantastic 12-year-old Cardhu. And if you haven't tried this out there, C-A-R-D-H-U, 1824 is when the House of Cardhu was founded. It's a fantastic single malt from the Highlands. And you know that we love the Highlands, Darren.
I will be drinking some 10-year-old Glenmorangie Highland single malt that I got, we've mentioned before, from our good friend Regripped, Pete Flanagan, the Regripped blog, if you want to check that out. And there's my sound.
Yeah, baby.
I don't have a clean glass. My Brora snifter is in the wash. So I'm going to drink this out of my Lick-A-Chick mug that I got at Cape Breton. We're going to talk about Cape Breton a little bit here on the show. So that's what I'm going to drink this out of. And
yeah, it sounds great. And what better way? I often drink wine out of a Batman glass that my grandson gave me. So drinking great scotch out of a Lick-A-Chick glass is also kind of right up there with that.
Oh, the Lick-A-Chick. Fond memories of the Lick-A-Chick.
What a fantastic spot Lick-A-Chick is. We'll get to it because we're going to do a bunch of Cabot podcasts, but maybe this isn't the time. All right. MesquiteGolfPackages.com. We mentioned it. We want to just mention it a little bit more. Getting cold in a lot of the country, but the high desert in Mesquite, Nevada, about an hour north of Vegas, it's a destination you may not know about, but you definitely should, right, Darren?
You definitely should. It's got seven golf courses, Wolf Creek and Conestoga. I've said it before, I'll say it again. It's like playing on the moon. Really love those places. Amazing landforms, very fun, exciting golf. You've got Coyote Springs about 30 minutes away that you can play as a play-in or a play-out. You know, as a former Las Vegan, I've spent a lot of time up that way. I've spent a lot of time with golf and gaming experiences. And Mesquite is just a really cool place because if you don't want that hardcore Las Vegas Strip experience, go up to Mesquite, you cool out, you play some golf, you can still gamble all night if that's what you want to do. You can drink and have fun, and it's just a good destination for a group of guys to go hang out.
And what's really cool is MesquiteGolfPackages.com, they can book your drive-in, drive-out rounds, as Darren said, in Vegas or St. George, Utah, which is really close and you want to go there. And there's no better time to add it to your golf getaways list, no better way to book it than through the family-owned and locally operated MesquiteGolfPackages.com. They can build you custom golf packages of all shapes and sizes and for any budget. MesquiteGolfPackages.com. We love them. You know what I realized, Darren? You said as a former Las Vegan, why is it pronounced vegan instead of vegan? When it's food, it's vegan. When it's Las Vegas, it's vegan.
I wish I had the answer to that.
Okay.
We've spent I've always thought it should be a Las Veganite.
Oh, boy. Now you're bringing in the Vegemite from down under. You're bringing a lot of stuff today. And we haven't even gotten started.
You know, Brian Orr, golf photographer extraordinaire. Drink. Hold on.
Okay.
He lives in St. George, Utah. Does that make him a St. Georgian?
I believe it does.
No.
Or a St. Georgian. All right. We spent enough time pronouncing places because what we want to do is we've picked our best 18 places we have ever stayed, you and I, and they span the globe, literally. But for this first episode, because we're going to be talking about this for a few podcasts in a row, we decided that we were going to pick out the four that are in common, that you and I both feel merit that top 18 designation. So let's get going. The first one is the Greenbrier. Fantastic place. I have it at number 11 on my top 18 list. You had it at number 12. So we're kind of in the same ballpark here as far as the Greenbrier.
Yes, and the Greenbrier is all about the history. It has been there what feels like forever. It's bouncing back after the floods that ravaged West Virginia last year, and most people who follow Bubba Watson or the Greenbrier Resort or follow the PGA Tour know about the tragedy that hit there, but they are doing well and coming back from it, and it is just an outstanding place full of history. And for me, the coolest thing, and we're going to talk about the golf, obviously, but there is the Senate Bunker, which now you can tour these days down below. And the plan was back in the day that if there was some kind of attack on the Capitol, that the Senate would all come to the Greenbrier and would conduct the business of the nation from basically underneath the resort. And there is a full meeting room, like a chambers, like the Senate chambers in there. There was places to sleep. There was everything. There was, you know, where to eat. And this entire thing that is this labyrinth-like structure underneath the Greenbrier is so totally cool and something that if you go there, you have to take that tour.
And there's a bowling alley.
Oh, and it's like a one or two alley bowling alley too. It's not like a full bowling alley. It's just like a little inside bowling alley that's there at the resort. The resort's got all kinds of cool stuff. It's got an artist colony. I've got one of the coolest little mind game puzzles that I've ever got anywhere that I bought from a guy who handcrafted it there at the artist colony. It's kind of a trippy place, and it's got such an old world feel that I absolutely love it.
Well, the rooms are obviously classic. The resort itself is classic. As Darren said, it's been there for a long time. I have sometimes when I go to places like that, if it's a little too classic, I kind of feel a bit restricted in there. This is kind of on the edge for me, but there's so much other stuff there that it far outweighs any feeling that I have about that part of it. You mentioned the golf. And there are very few spots where you can have the kind of history with the setting that is in West Virginia. Five championship courses. And you and I, as Hickory players and lovers of classic golf, this is not just about a spot where the PGA Tour plays now, which is great because it brings attention to it. But you're talking about one of the great old designers, classic designer, C.B. McDonald. The old white at the Greenbrier is the only C.B. McDonald course the public can play. It was built in 1914. The Greenbrier course was designed by Seth Rayner, one of the all-time great designers, redone and reworked a little bit by Nicklaus, held the Ryder Cup in 79, the Solheim Cup in 1994. So you can get out there and play those courses. Darren, there's a new course coming, kind of waiting to see how that's going to shake out because the four designers are, as you know, they're pretty good. Nicklaus Palmer, Player, and Trevino. Obviously, Mr. Palmer put his thoughts in, and it's going to carry the weight of that. And we'll get to Oakhurst Links in just a second, because that's kind of a separate little addition to it. But the golf courses at the Greenbrier are stunningly beautiful.
Yeah, it's just a lot of fun. It's fun to play. West Virginia countryside is just beautiful, and you can't get enough of it, to be honest with you. I need to go back and play the Old White. It was an omission when I was there on my trip, and I didn't get to play it. And I definitely want to get back there and play it, especially with the Hickories.
The first time that I was really exposed to the Greenbrier, I was living in Charlotte. And I joined something called the Chivas Iron Society. We won't talk about that a lot, but it's a great group of people who kind of have an alternative view of golf, shall we say. And they had a meeting, the Chivas Irons chapter had a meeting at Oakhurst Links, which is about 2 miles from the Greenbrier. And at the time that I went, I had never played with a Hickory golf club. I had never been to the Greenbrier. But Oakhurst, the history of Oakhurst is even deeper than the Greenbrier, because it was actually the first course built in America in 1884, a nine-hole layout by six Scottish guys that came over. And literally, you read about what people in the area, if you can imagine people in the mountains of West Virginia, seeing six Scottish guys out in a pasture in their knickers hitting a ball with a stick, and they'd never seen it before. That was Oakhurst Links. And the history runs deep. It was brought back by a guy named Lewis Keller. After a while, Sam Snead used to go there when he was kind of up in that area and playing out of the Greenbrier. He would go to Oakhurst to hit shots. But it's hickory-shafted long play clubs, gutter balls, sheep in the fairway, sand tees, unraked bunkers. And it was redone by the great Bob Cupp and Lewis Keller to bring it back to that place. And Darren, for me, Oakhurst is the place that kind of started to give me back the game.
Well, it sounds like it. And obviously now that we're such, I was going to say stellar Hickory players, that's probably not the right word. Committed, I guess, would be the right word.
Much better.
You know, we definitely need to get a trip back there. First of all, just to go back to the Greenbrier. Of course, it is one of those places, you know, there are trips and then there are trips. And like, for instance, there are trips that you and I can go on and have a blast. We can go down to Tobacco Road, or we could go to Bandon. And your wife, Ava, and my wife, Jill, have no desire to go on those trips. But if we're going to the Greenbrier, we better take the two of them. Otherwise, we're going to be in a lot of trouble.
I love that idea. There's so much to do there. All right. Are you ready to move to our next common best place to stay?
I am, and it comes in at, we mentioned it earlier, obviously, when I mentioned Nova Scotia and Cape Breton Island, home of the Lickachick. Cabot Links comes in on both of our lists. It comes in at number 8 on yours. It comes in at number 13 on mine. And to be honest, it's just a feat of modern design when it comes to a hotel and resort property. Ben Cowan-Dur took all of his travel experience, and he had gone all over the world. He's played tons of places, traveled tons of places, and applied it all to the experience at Cabot. You and I went there when it was just Cabot Links, and we haven't got to see Cabot Cliffs yet. We'll be doing that in the late spring, early summer. But just with the lodging that he built there, it was outstanding.
One of the most interesting things about Cabot, and I know we both felt this way because it's in Inverness on Cape Breton Island, and the whole island is, we could talk about great places to stay all around that island.
Forget about it.
But when you drive into Inverness, which is a small town, and there's not much in the way of hubbub and bright lights, it's a really small Nova Scotia town. But you drive in and you kind of turn off the main road, and right there in front of you is the accommodations and the clubhouse and the restaurant, the Panorama Restaurant and Cabot Bar, right there in front of you. It's not a long drive. It's not wait till you get out there. It's right there, literally. And once you get inside the rooms, the design style that Darren mentioned will absolutely blow you away. Comfortable, elegant, tasteful design, not overdone. And when you look out the window, what you see with Cabot Links right there and the golf course and the water and the sunsets and it's mind-blowing. It will literally blow your mind.
And the simplicity of it is really what the where the brilliance lies, and that, you know, they all the rooms have windows that look out to the golf course and to the water beyond, and then you basically get into your room on the parking lot side, which nobody cares about anyway. It was really well conceived the way they put this thing together, and the rooms aren't overly big, and I think that's a that's an important thing for me. That, you know, too often we go to these places and it's just all this square footage and you just feel like you're in a big giant cave. These rooms are the perfect size. You know, they have what they need. The bathrooms, he's done just like he needs to do them. And it's just really an easy, comfortable place to stay, because when you're at Cabot Links, you're not going to be in that room very much. You just want it to be comfortable and cozy while you are, because you're going to be playing golf. You're going to be over at the Panorama Restaurant. Now you're going to be going on up to Cabot Cliffs. You may be going down the road to the Glen Breton Distillery, which we took a tour of and drank our fair share of scotch while we were there. You know, they just are really well done, and it really adds to this overall experience as a well thought out golf experience.
And speaking of that, we mentioned the Panorama Restaurant, which has one of the coolest views that you will ever have eating at a golf course. There's no other way to say it. You overlook the 18th green and the fairway that comes up, and it's where the sun sets, and you've seen pictures, I'm sure, of what those sunsets are like. Darren had a dish that he remembers. I had two that I really remember. And this is now, what, 3 years ago, Darren?
Yeah, exactly. And as you know from that trip, and I think I've mentioned it on other podcasts, when I drove up to Cabot Links from Maine, and on my trip, I ate lobster every day of that trip up and back. And the best lobster dish I had, as far as just a chef-prepared lobster dish, was the dish at the Panorama. And when we had dinner there, you know, you mentioned the views. I remember sitting down to dinner and we looked at that window and the sun was setting like a giant orange ball of fire. It was one of the coolest sunsets I've ever seen.
Lobster for Darren. I had scallop risotto and poached cod, which I, just saying it, I can still taste how good it was. So the restaurant, like everything else, fantastic. The Cabot Public House, which is right there. The Cabot Bar, depending on the weather, you sit outside and watch people come up and play 18, and the whole setting there is fantastic. So Cabot Links, I think, a worthy inclusion on our top 18 best places to stay. Let us move, I don't know if it's directly south, a few thousand miles, but it's pretty close probably, and let's go to Florida and Central Florida, and in certain ways very similar, Stream Song.
Yeah, it's definitely another of these destination club resorts. And Stream Song, you have it at number 7. I have it at number 6. I cannot think of a cooler looking hotel anywhere in all of my travels. This thing, it looks like some kind of old factory that has been completely modernized, and it is just brilliantly designed. The pool area, the spa area, the rooms have everything you could possibly want, just perfectly in place. They're divided. We stayed in 2-bedroom rooms, and the rooms are divided properly for the bedrooms. For the beds, they're also divided so that your TV swivels. You can watch TV from the bedside. You can watch TV from a living room side. Walk-in showers, you name it, they did it right at Stream Song. It is a cool, cool place.
Well, we know how you feel about the showers, so anytime they're up to snuff, you're happy.
Oh, baby, these were some good showers.
Yes, and you need them because, again, as with Cabot, and now Cabot has the Links and the Cliffs, and Stream Song, obviously, with two courses, the Coran Crenshaw and the Doak and Gil Hans's Black coming very soon, you're going to be out playing golf. And you're going to be walking and you're going to be enjoying what will be, what are now two, what will be three of the best experiences that you will ever have anywhere. I don't care where you're going. These are three great golf courses. But then to get back to the stay, because that's what we're talking about here. I was absolutely blown away, not only by the lodge and the design of the lodge, but by the number of great places that you can eat. And the bar, especially the bar upstairs. I mean, the bar upstairs is one of the coolest places you'll ever see. It's called the Fragmentary Blue Bar. It's rooftop. But the whole experience and the way they did the different restaurants on the lobby level and then downstairs, and it's you got to really see it and then partake of the food that's available to really appreciate it.
Well, yeah, and our course ratings editor here at Golf Getaways, Eric Hart, who's been on the show, he's been there a couple of times, and he raves about Restaurant 59, the other lodging options. It's a cool place. And not to give short shrift, we love the lodge, and I would always want to stay in the lodge because it's so modern and it's so well thought out. But Eric has stayed in the rooms above the clubhouse, which he says are totally cool as well, and just a great experience to be right there kind of in the heart of Golf Central on the property as well. So you've got to take advantage of Stream Song one way or another. And there are other cool things. You and I, this video I think is online on our YouTube channel, went out and did some sporting clay shooting, and that was just an absolute blast as well.
Yep, and they've got bass fishing. We mentioned the pool. It's one of the coolest infinity pools you're going to find anywhere. It's fantastic. So a lot of other things to do before we leave the restaurant. One of my favorite things is that there's a restaurant there called P205. And we walked in and you kind of see it. It's on the wall and it's pretty big and it's a beautiful spot. And you're sitting there and you're going P205, P205, P205. Until you finally realize that the reason it's called P205 is that is the atomic chart symbol for phosphorus. And Stream Song was a phosphorus mine. That is why it has some of the most amazing natural dune formations ever, is because the phosphorus was dug out, and those are now the dunes that you see at Stream Song. And there was something about the fact that the restaurant was called P205, and most people never even think about it. To me, it was a really ultra cool thing about Stream Song and the lodge.
Yeah, it's a great place, and it's close enough to Orlando to drive, but far enough away that you won't think of Mickey Mouse or the Magic Kingdom. It's really good. And if there are people, not everybody's going to make it to Bandon. As I've had people say a lot of times, it takes some intention to get to some of the great destination clubs in this country. If you want to go to Ballyneal, you want to go to Bandon, you want to go to the Prairie Club, you got to be intentional about getting to those places. Stream Song is a little bit closer to civilization. It's not a bad drive down from Orlando, and it's definitely one of those things that I think everybody needs to try once. And if you're like us and a lot of other people we know, you'll want to go back year after year, especially now with the Black Course opening soon.
All right. So speaking of intentional destinations and trips, our fourth common best place to stay in our top 18 best places to stay ever in the history of the world is in Scotland. And Darren and I both put Kincardine Castle. I put it at number 5, Darren at number 4, but I don't know how else to say that both of us were so blown away by one of our first experiences when we took our Visit Scotland trip to the Highlands, that both of us feel that this is worthy of that kind of intentional destination.
Well, we stayed in a lot of great places on that trip to Scotland, and I've been to Scotland a couple times. I stayed in a lot of great accommodations over both trips. This place is truly top 5. I would say it's like living in a castle, but it actually is living in a castle. I'm glad you pronounced it Kincardine. I never know whether it's Kincardine, Kincardine. Not being Scottish, I have no idea how to pronounce it properly. All I do know is that it is a great place, and I wish we could have stayed there for 2 weeks.
Well, the thing about it is when you drive up, and we stayed in a few, I had Culloden House also on my top 18 list, which we'll get to during the week.
Spoiler alert.
But that is an estate. But Kincardine Castle is estate capital E. It is huge. And the grounds are ridiculous. There's actual houses all over these hundreds and hundreds of acres of property. But the best part, I think, for all of us was the feeling that you get. The reason this is such a special place Unlike a castle where you just go in and you have a room, this is literally family that has chosen to run this castle for special groups to come in and stay as if they were members of their family. So Andrew and Nikki Bradford are their name. They are two amazing people. And when you go in, Darren, you remember the dinner that we had the night we were there, which is literally in one of these castle dining huge rooms with portraits of royalty. There's connections to the history of Scotland that run throughout. And they serve you a dinner. You're sitting at a table. How many of us were there, Darren, at that point?
Well, I don't know. We had 8 or 10 people at that meal. And it was one of those great meals where it was like something out of the movies, you know, where you felt like if you needed to pass the salt from one end of the table to the other, you would have to hand it to a server who would then walk it down to the other end of the table. It was totally cool.
And there's only 16 rooms. And for you, you have to make sure you get one with a full shower. That's for you. Everyone has a bathroom, but a few of them have full showers. And as I said, the hospitality.
And I only say that. I only say ask for the one with the full shower because not everyone in our group got a full shower. Some people got a tub. Some people got kind of a half shower. I happened to just purely luck of the draw. They didn't know that I love showers, but I clearly got the room with the best shower. By all accounts, when we discussed it the next day, and you need to ask for that room if you love showers.
Okay, so the fact that you set up the trip and you love showers had nothing to do with the fact that you had the best shower?
It had nothing to do with it. I did not know about the castle when we set up the trip. Our good friends, David Connor over at Visit Scotland, he's the one who actually suggested this, and boy, I'm glad he did. Because it was so cool.
All right. I'll never believe that you and David didn't have some kind of collusion when it came to the shower. But let us leave that as it is. The golf, you're in the Aberdeen area, Cruden Bay, Trump Aberdeen, Merker, Newburn. How do you say it there? Newburn-on-Eithen.
Newburn-on-Eithen.
Newburn-on-Eithen. Royal Aberdeen is close. Unbelievable golf in the area. So you spend the afternoon, the night, at Kinkerdine, you get up and you play golf courses like that. And I'm telling you, obviously, for Darren and I, a truly unforgettable experience.
Any of those five courses, Mitch, are guaranteed gold. We didn't get to play Royal Aberdeen, but the gentleman, Colin Harris, who was our driver throughout the trip, used to be the captain at Royal Aberdeen. And so we've heard tons about it. And on our next trip, we would definitely include it if we can get on. That was the problem this time. Our timing didn't work out. But Trump Aberdeen is really one of my favorite places to play. It makes my 18 favorite courses anywhere in the world. Merker Links, Newburn-on-Eithen are both courses that maybe fly under a lot of people's radar, but should definitely be on your list if you're going to that part of the country. And Cruden Bay, you know, it just gets accolades upon accolades, and it's definitely a must play for anybody who wants to go to that area.
Truth, truth, truth all the way around. So there you have our four picks. There are common picks in our top 18 places to stay. And we know you'll enjoy all of them as we did. And we're going to be talking about the other 14 best places to stay in the coming podcast. So we hope you'll tune in for that. Darren, this has been fun just reliving all of these great places. How lucky we are to do that and to play this greatest game. So we'll count down that list and in the meantime, if you have any questions, suggestions, future episodes, questions about the places we've mentioned and talked about, hit us at #TalkingGolfGetaways, #Emergency9 is a good place also. And of course, golfnewsnet.com, iTunes podcasts, and Audio Boom is where you can find us. And we're glad you're doing that. Thanks for listening. We'll get back to our top 18 places to stay in the coming podcasts. Take care. Until then, let it roll, Tom Petty. Run down that dream. So long.